Don't worry about it, it's me. It's Bill. It's me.
Well.
Now, keep going.
Okay, and I'm Abby.
And these are some of the sodas we like.
Hopefully we'll like this one. I'm excited.
Hear that, no! Cool kids?
Put it away, Bill!
That's called a fidget spinner.
No!
And if you and your folks have a few minutes to hear a few good words about the Lord, this could be
Hold on.
You know, Jesus' cross was the original fidget spinner.
Oh, how... a lot heavier than I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, it's got an okay weight. It feels weird to twist it.
Yeah.
Well,
we're playing with the fidget spinner.
So, we have sodas. I know. It's weird.
Shock and awe, there's a soda involved. And you weren't expecting that of us, I know.
You don't hit send on your one-star iTunes review yet. We got sodas this time.
Which implies that there is a time that we don't have sodas. And
nah, I'm very reliable.
Yep.
Speaking of reliable, it's our old friend Ramune.
God damn it.
It.
That Bill can't seem to open.
Nah, I'm just kind of toying with it. Oh. I was looking at the happy little squid balls that are covered in sprinkles?
Spices?
And sprinkle shaped.
I think it's supposed to be spices.
Sprinkles are the spice of ice cream.
I mean, that's true.
It's an extremely bland spice. I need to throw this across the room, or I'll keep fidgeting with it.
Please don't.
Somehow.
Please don't keep fidgeting with it.
I threw it. I can see it. That's not great. One thing I've learned about myself in these past couple weeks.
Yes?
I really like fidget spinners.
Yeah, that's what I've heard that.
Yeah.
I can't stand them. And not for the reasons that
Abby
most people
hates
can.
Fun.
No. I'm just
she's encroaching on my brand.
I'm just ADHD is all get out and I can't handle the little amount of movement that they and sound that they.
The sound's not great.
The sound is super distracting, as is the just the notion that something is moving over there, and it's like, not good, I don't like it, I don't like it at all, it's bad.
Yeah. Speaking of moving over there, oh, I missed! We got takoyaki ramen, you guys. That was a good hit.
It was a good hit. Congratulations.
I have a light circle on my palm.
You there. Fucked it up.
You don't trust me with anything ever again. I'm very delighted to recall. Oh my gosh. We'll be right back for the entire audience to go use the restroom.
No, you can go ahead. We'll wait.
They have a pause button.
Oh. And we're
back.
Welcome back.
How was it?
Did you wipe?
I can smell this from here. And I'm not talking
Why
about that.
Why did I say wipe?
Did you wipe, though? If you wiped...
I meant to say wash your hands, but...
If you wiped... Send an email to sitandbetter.org. No, I take that back. Whether you did or did not. No body to this email. Just send an email to sitandbetter.org with either the subject line, I wiped or I did not wipe.
Really, we don't care which one is actually the truth?
No. We just want Sid to know.
Yeah. It's actually imperative that Sid knows. It's going to keep him up at night if you don't send it to him.
I can smell this
from
up here.
Yeah, it doesn't smell good, y'all. It does not.
I'm going to get in there and confirm. Yeah, that smells like old people furniture and feet.
It smells like molasses cookies. Because they don't smell sweet at all. They smell not great. Once you eat them, they're fine, but... Yeah, it smells like molasses cookies.
I ain't eating your molasses cookies.
Ew.
Not if they smell like old people furniture. I don't want this.
Yeah, I don't...
I don't want this, this at
is a
all.
Bad, this is a bad choice, Bill! Even,
this was not my decision.
Well, to drink it was, but to buy it was not.
This episode has been anti-sponsored by Fandalmodium. Don't buy their candles, whatever you do.
She buys her friends nasty soda.
And I appreciate that.
We gotta do
At
this.
Least it wasn't from Uncle Lester.
Okay, all right. There is, well, of course, especially because Uncle Lester's version would be what Uncle Lester thinks takoyaki tastes like. Which, I suppose, if you told him what it was...
That bacon soda was accurate. It tasted like pork fat. It's
takoyaki.
Yeah. Which, maybe it'll taste like pork fat. I don't like that's the optimistic option. Because everybody's...
Balls.
It's also a three-year vintage.
Yeah, all right. That's another little thing for y'all. This is another three-year-old soda.
I mean, it's not going to help.
No, it's not. The last one tasted like candles. Fandalmonium. That was a pro Fandalmonium episode somehow.
Somehow.
But the
man, I can hear those squirrels from here.
I thought
they're scrabbling.
They are.
Chasing each other around a trunk. It's kind of adorable.
Well, they either want to destroy each other.
There he goes.
Or do each other.
Either way. Get that Monday night right.
Hey.
Murder. Please disregard if you were listening to this on a Wednesday.
When there's no hope for Wednesday.
There's no hope for Wednesday.
All right, shit. We're stalling.
We are. Let's give it the mouth.
Oh, my God. That sounded hollow like my dreams. Okay, here we go.
I already have my analogy. And that's not a compliment. It has nothing to do with old people furniture, though.
That's good.
Yeah. So long as you don't smell your cup, the aftertaste isn't hell.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the aftertaste?
I don't know. The aftertaste is like a foreign hard candy.
Yeah.
Like you think it's going to be like a Werther's, but it's like different.
Yeah. Okay. It kind of tastes like the aftertaste specifically reminds me of Ricolas. Like just the plain fucking herbal Ricolas.
Yeah.
And also like barely, still molasses cookies.
Barely, if at all, has any of that lemon in there. It's just like, here's a brown lump.
Yeah.
Get better.
Yep. It doesn't taste very good.
You know, that used to be UPS's slogan.
Gross.
It's because they wear brown.
I know. I know.
Well, now what can brown do for you? Mm. Not much, it tastes like. It's gonna make me steadily regret my seafood enchiladas. Is what it's gonna do.
Oh yeah!
I'm gonna have a bad eve.
You are. I can't. I did partially base my decision for dinner around that as well.
I got sick time stocked up.
That's good.
I'll just call in tomorrow. Fuck it.
All right. Dang.
Tuesday. Who's day? Who's here? Not Bill.
Not Bill.
He's pooping.
He'd be pooping all day. Bill be pooping.
Bill be pooping. Classic
Bill,
BBP Tuesday.
I require that if you call out sick tomorrow, you tweet, Bill be pooping.
Beal.
Beal?
No, deal.
Oh, I thought you said Beal. I'm like, all right, I also accept Beal be pooping.
Beal be pooping.
Beal.
I'm a leaf.
I mean, that's usually, fuck, that's usually how I say your name, truth be told.
Beal?
Beal!
Oh, yeah.
Beal! I'm going over to Beal's house.
Get a little bit more of the rock tumbler in there.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know what the terms are. But that's that. We're cool. Calling our own terms here.
Yep. The glottal? Is that what you're going for?
What do you mean?
Alright. Well, I finished the soda. Well, almost. Yep, that's what I'm sticking to. And it's actually probably going to work for my analogy as well. I mean, it's a not... It's like, wow, I could have so many good things. Things that taste good. Yeah, maybe don't work as well to help my cold, but...
So you're sticking with that for an analogy?
Yeah, okay. Ricola. That's what I'm... Just the little lump of brown. I mean, it'll get the job done, but... Of course, the difference is this doesn't have a job. It's a soda. So what's the point? Like a Ricola, you can say if it's it gets the job done, it doesn't really matter if it's gross, but if soda doesn't taste good, what's the fucking point? Like huh?
Maybe take the word taste out of there.
Alright.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What's yours? I didn't rate it.
Yeah, you gotta rate it.
Honestly, it's not even the most offensive thing that I've had here. I don't remember what I rated Jackson Hole, the Lying Bastards, but,
I have another bottle. You can take it home.
Up the Jackson Hole?
Yeah.
I literally just said the Lying Bastards. No, yeah. They can shove it.
Yeah. But throw it in that...
pit? Throw it in into the...
No, I'll tell you what you should do with that bottle off here.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. Gonna throw it into some sort of gaping cavern. Let's see. I'm gonna give it a 47. No.
Excuse
42.
Me?
42. 42 is better.
Weird.
it wasn't the worst.
It's not the worst, but it's bad.
It perhaps would have been worse if it was more carbonated, but it's 3 years old. So it was really just tasting flavor syrup, and the flavor syrup tasted like Ricola and molasses cookies.
The carbonation would have helped. Carbonation will ease a bad flavor.
All right. Sort of like warming up hot, or shitty sake.
Yeah.
You warm it up so that you can't tell that it's as shitty as it is.
Warm up your ramen at home. Just a hot little marble in there.
Well, yeah, don't put the bottle in there. It's got a plastic cap, you goober.
Too fucking bad. Put it in the oven.
What the hell? This man wants you to die.
This man wants you to die. So this soda is like going to a fancy restaurant.
Okay.
And... ordering something that where you're specifically trying to try something new,
mm-hmm.
and you're just like, oh, I don't understand the food of the fancy folk. Down with the bourgeois.
Vive la révolution.
I don't like this. I give this, like, I've definitely had worse, but it's like I'm feeling milk sour in my mouth in real time, the way this aftertaste is going.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm not having that time at all.
It's bad. I'm going to give it a 26.
Holy shit!
I don't like it.
Okay, so...
I don't get any of your molasses cookies. I'm okay with molasses cookies.
Yeah.
Like,
do you have molasses cookies?
I got a fucking molasses pouch.
Oh,
right
he
here.
Has molasses cookies.
I didn't buy this. But I have it in my home. Ready to go.
we make molasses cookies?
Huh?
I want to make molasses cookies.
It's too bad. Like I said, I didn't buy them. Otherwise, I'd say okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to walk out here with a bag of takoyaki.
That's fair. We do.
I'm not
going to
walk out
Wisconsin.
Here with the bag of frozen shrimp that I almost bought at the Quick Trip yesterday.
That, I'm so glad. I'm so proud of you, Bill, that you did not buy that bag of frozen
$5.
Shrimp. Why would you even...
Because it was there.
He wanted to buy a $9 bag of frozen shrimp from the gas station for a goof.
Let's set the scene a little bit, too. We were over an hour from home and still driving away from it.
So?
That was the start of our day.
Yes.
No, I'm saying this to my detriment, not...
Oh,
I'm not defending myself right
okay.
now.
I thought you were going to try and justify the goof.
No.
I'm like, there's no goof that would justify that. I'll get salmonella and die.
I still think that taking it and to the Ren Faire and leaving it under somebody's car is a pretty good goof.
Then somebody, they wouldn't even notice. It would have been after they left, somebody would have been walking through the field and would have been...
It would have been long enough where somebody's just like...
Does that smell fishy?
Why's my car fish?
Hmm.
Dear John Madden, why's my car fish?
No, okay. The only way that would have worked is if you had gotten under somebody's car and, like, put it up in, in the carriage
That's
somehow.
That's probably a felony.
Really?
No.
I don't think so. I mean, if it causes damage to the car, then I suppose it could be like...
What if they didn't find it?
Then you would have...
Eventually that smell is damage to the car.
That's true. But buddy, you would have wasted the $9 no matter what. So, I mean, I feel like at a certain point, it's just mitigating the damage.
That's what I do in my everyday life.
We didn't figure out what the average was.
That's fine.
No? Not gonna?
No, we gotta figure it out.
Hey, you know what? How about we could just have them email it to Sid at Better.
No, that's not sustainable. Not when the average is 34.
Oh, did you just figure it out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't... Alright. 34.
Yeah.
Screw you,
we
takoyaki.
We had a pretty tight spread.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's bad. It's not the worst. But it's bad.
Remember, soda pals. Don't.
Okay.
See you later.
Have fun.
Soda pals. Those were too tightly grouped.